Yo, what's up, Street Togs, Main Togs,
Blitzkrieg, Bitcoin Togs,
Urkham the house. All right, some thoughts. Simple thoughts on, the physiology, the ideal physiology of the investor, right? So ideally you want to be super jacked, right? Veins out of control. You gotta get that veiny pop. Vascularity is the future. And I think everyone in the bodybuilding world has it wrong. It's like everyone wants to look like, you know, an orc, Warcraft character, or the Incredible Hulk. But come on, don't you guys know, like, nobody wants to look like the Incredible Hulk. It's like, it looks kind of like stupid comedic, right? Like everyone wants to look like Brad Pitt from Fight Club, or better yet, Eric Kim. Like if Brad Pitt was on steroids and could, you know, rack pull 1,071 pounds, 6.5 times his body weight, Eric Kim at 165 pounds, 5'11", that would look something like me. But anyways, so I think the wrong mistake that people think is, like, there is not a correlation between one's ability to be an effective investor as well as your physiology, right? So I would not trust any investor who's not super effing jacked, who doesn't look like he's built like a, you know, essentially a linebacker. So Bo Hines, the guy who runs the digital assets thing, right? I mean, like, he played, I think he was a college football player. I mean, like, he looks great. And even Punter Jeff Walton, at Punter Jeff. Jeff, your last name Walton? Jeff Walton? I just say Punter Jeff, right? He looks great too. Like, he looks like he works out. It looks like he does deadlift, like, the very wide shoulders. I mean, I don't know what your body weight percentage is, Jeff, but we gotta get to 5%, right? And there's some interesting analogies that came up with. So for example, one analogy that I have is, like, if I could lift 6.5 times my body weight, comma, why can't MSTR trade at a MNAV of 6.5x or 7x or beyond, right? And like, my philosophy has been very, very simple the last like 5, 6, 7 years, is improve your leverages, increase the weight, or simply put, reduce range of motion, increase the weight. So it's much cooler to do, like, you know, just stepped in some gum. What happens when you're vlogging on your phone, not paying attention? Okay, so it's much more impressive to rack pull 502 kilograms than to, like, conventional deadlift, you know, 4 plates off the floor, right? 4 plates is like, 4 plates is like cheesecake now, right? And also the problem in the weightlifting world is there's like this fake sense of virtuosity of full range of motion and proper form. But I'm like, bro, like, okay, so I'll use some reasons why that argument makes no sense. First and foremost, let's say you're like 3'2" tall, right? Is your deadlift form gonna look similar or different than the average male, right? Also another big thing people don't take in consideration, the average male versus female anatomy is like super different. I mean, like, just ChatGPT it, everyone knows, right? Like, the physiology is different, right? Like torso, height, length, hip, stuff, whatever, right? So certainly the way that a man and woman, the way they lift their leverages, it's gonna be a little bit different. Other examples. Like, if you're like, you know, 7 feet tall with really long arms, but really, really short legs, right? God forbid, right? like, the way you deadlift is probably gonna look different than somebody who's like really, really tall with really, really long legs, but tiny little dinosaur arms, right? So if you had like dinosaur arms, certainly your physiology and the mechanics of your lifting is gonna be different, right? So that's obvious, right? So, or another example, right? And this is a big thing. Like, I'm actually pretty tall. Like, I'm like 6 foot tall, 182 pounds, I don't know, 5'11", something like that, right? Words gonna round out. Let's just say I'm 6 feet tall, right? So I'm like 6 feet tall, or I say 5'10½, 5'11", whatever have you, right? I'm like around 165 pounds, 5% body fat, right? Like, no body fat, right? And, you know, obviously I don't take steroids. Like, I don't even know how to pronounce steroids. And the funny thing is actually, I think, I don't really know, right? But I think people who take steroids, right? They don't actually call it steroids, they call it something else. Like, you know, there's some like sort of something booster, I don't even know, right? So, and there's all these code words, right? And honestly, truth be speaking, right? I'm not even that jacked. Like, I mean, my traps look godlike and my veins are out of control. But like, my back is insane. Like, just watching videos of my back, it's pretty awesome. But like, you know, like my chest is pretty moderate. I don't really do overhead, so I don't really have big delts. I have a pretty small chest, right? Like my chest size, I'm probably like an A cup at best, right? And so as a consequence, I don't really have an incentive for me to be on the juice because, once again, I make my living from Bitcoin and MSTR, MSTU, right? If you're curious what's the difference between MSTU, MSTR, and Bitcoin, I think like I saw a meme from at Lambo Strategy, the little Pikachu guy, right? Is that Bitcoin is like Goku, right? Goku's great. After that is Super Saiyan is like MSTR strategy, right? And MSTU is like Super Saiyan 3 God mode, where he gets the super long hair and the golden eyebrows, right? So honestly, if you want the most intelligent strategy, like assuming you don't need your investments to pay your rent, just go 100% to MSTU. If you want ultimate sovereignty, digital sovereignty, 100% Bitcoin. Currently I'm like, well, the cool thing is actually I haven't sold any of my Bitcoin. Like, I essentially have all my Bitcoins. And the smart strategy is actually what you do is you buy your Bitcoins on Coinbase, right? And there's that new like mortgage loan thing. Essentially, you could use your Bitcoin as collateral to get cash, right? Without selling your Bitcoin. And also the best thing, without triggering taxable events in the States, right? And so then you could take that however much money, you could get up to $1 million, right? So let's say you post what, like 21, 22 Bitcoins, you get $1 million, just put it 100% into MSTU and just like let it ride, right? And I mean, different strategies you could do. You could just let it ride up forever, right? Or whenever it goes up, you shave a little bit off the top and then you use that to buy more Bitcoin, right? Rinse and repeat, pretty simple. And it just comes down to like what your life goals is, right? Like, if you want number go up technology, the most financial PRs, PR stands for personal record, financial PR, financial personal record. So if you want to see number go up the fastest with the most extreme volatility, MSTU. Why MSTU, not MSTX? My reasoning was, I saw the video of Michael Saylor doing the BMAX introduction with the other dude. I think what, T-Rex Capital or shares or something that they manage it, right? So then essentially, so essentially, they're managed by the same group, right? The T-Rex Capital Shares, right? So MSTU is by T-Rex. BMEX, the Bitcoin-backed, you know, corporate bond treasury thing, is also supported by REX. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna choose them because MSTX, like, I didn't really know too much about the organization. I mean, Defiance, it's probably the same thing. And honestly, look at Michael Saylor's tweet, how to get a $MSTRs in finance, right? He mentions both MSTU and MSTX. I'm sure both is fine. If you wanna keep track of easier numbers, smaller numbers MSTU, higher numbers MSTX. I mean, both is fine, right? But anyways, so yeah, like, I think in life to amplify your leverage is the best. I mean, it's always important to keep an open mind too, because I mean, truth be told, like, Bitcoin is the best infallible, immaculate conception, unrisky thing you could, people don't understand this, right? Bitcoin is at this point kind of the most safe as, like, there's essentially no risk in Bitcoin, right? And even the volatility of Bitcoin, you know, I think we're kind of past the point where you'll see huge swings, like, now that there's a lot more institutions. Like, it swings like what, 1-3%, I know, worse 5-8%, 10%, like, that's not that big, right? Whereas MSTU, because it's 2x levered long MSTR, which is more volatile than Bitcoin, it could be like up 15% or down 30% a day. Like, it's one hell of a ride. So the simple thing is set it and forget it. Just buy the MSTU, just don't look at it. Ways to get your minds off the market: go to the gym, hype lifting. And then the secret is, so this is what the funny thing is. People are like, oh yeah, be careful, you're gonna hurt yourself, blah. I'm like, bro, like, that's why I spend like an hour stretching and, you know, doing all my yoga mobility stuff, because I don't want to get injured. And then there becomes this intelligent skin thing. And like, I've never used a belt in my life, right? Because the logic goes, if you don't use the belt, the chance of injury is high. Thus, you have to do intelligent leverages in order to not hurt yourself. Like, bro, do you think I've just been doing this for a day? I've been doing this for like 20 years, right? And so as a consequence, having some sort of intelligent skin in the game, spine in the game. How's Eric Kim's adamantine spine so powerful? Apparently there's like even like little, I've sparked some sort of interesting discussions, like how could a human spine withstand like, I don't know, 500 newtons of force or whatevs, right? Especially since I'm not on the juice. The secret is, once again, I think a rack pull is probably the safest thing you do, especially with the bar above your knees, right? Right. Just all you have to use the standard deadlift wrap things. I just got the cheap ones on Amazon, $20, right? Without padding, and just yank it with your thighs and your traps and your back. And actually, what's interesting is almost all of the load is like in your hips and kind of more like your traps and upper back, which is like probably a lot stronger. The reason why I don't really advocate for a standard deadlift anymore is that puts too much pressure on your lower spine, which is the most fragile. So honestly, the only reason why I think that anyone still does, you know, standard sumo or conventional deadlifts off the floor, right, is because everyone's trying to compete, right? But honestly, guys, come on. Competition's for losers. Competition is for people with fragile egos, because everyone else is on the juice. And if you don't want to be on the juice, why were you competing with these dudes on the juice, right? Like, just the bet. My suggestion is, this is my funny suggestion in the world of weightlifting, bodybuilding, powerlifting, right? Okay, the rule should be everyone has to do it butt naked, showing your wee-wee and your balls and all, because you'll then see who's on the juice or not, because you just look at the balls, right? And then people are like, oh, that's gay. It's like, bro, like, you being on Instagram and looking at other dudes' physiques is, has room for controversy. And also, it's fine to be gay. Like, you know, some of my best friends are gay, and, you know, like, yeah, being gay is fine, right? So also in ancient Greek, the word gymnasia and gymnos, gym, it just meant naked, like the gymnosophists in India. And so the funny thought is ancient aesthetics, right? Like, look at the Farnese Hercules, right? Like, his wee wee and his balls aren't like that huge, but his body is super effing jacked. Americans are funny because everyone's scared to be naked. Just like go to an American men's locker room, everyone takes showers and puts on the towel. You in Asia, everyone's butt naked, nobody cares, right? And so America, we gotta kind of wake up from our strange like insecurity. And this is the biggest thing too, is like most American, you know, people's body lifters, power lifter, whatever, right? Everyone's like, everyone's so insecure, right? And you know, like, obviously I'm insecure too. Like I care about what other people think, but like, I would actually just make the argument that I probably just care less than I cared in the past. Cause like I'm 37 years old. I got a kid, I'm married. Like I'm not no one to prove. Like, I'm not like trying to, you know, find a beautiful girl to whatever's with me, right? And also everyone still thinks like I'm pretty young. And I'm like, that's cool. But ultimately I would say the whole purpose of it is kind of like your duty to be strong, right? Because the stronger your physiology, the less emotional you're gonna be about market movements, whether it's really good or bad. Like even when Bitcoin hit 111 bitcoins, right? Of Bitcoin. Like, I was like, surprising, like, I mean, I was kind of tired that day, right? I wasn't actually that super hyped up. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. It's gonna get higher, right? And so then the Stoic strategy, which is kind of interesting, is that like, when it's up, I mean, certainly be glad and grateful, but like, don't, you know, go out and, you know, buy a yacht, right? You still want to be cool, calm, and collected, because every time it hits an all-time high, you know, it's like the laws of physics. Like, it has to come down a bit before it goes up again. And maybe the reason why Bitcoin is so interesting is that I wonder if Bitcoin is actually, in fact, the first financial instrument that actually pays attention to the real laws of physics. So, for example, things that go really, really high up must also go really, really low down. And so, as a consequence, think about a roller coaster, right? Like, we should enjoy the whole ride, the highs and the lows, the twists in between. But essentially my thought is, yeah, strategy, micro strategy, MSTR, MSTU. Essentially it's like a Tesla Model S in plaid mode. Apparently if you want to do the 1.99, you know, 0-60 speed, you actually have to let the battery charge up for like 10 minutes or something, and then you go full throttle, then you kind of get low and you go full speed. And I think also like Star Trek or Star Wars, right? Like light speed, or, you know, you go on a jump. Like before you go light speed, it's kind of like that charge up position, and then you go, right? And so that's also an effective way of thinking about the whole shebang, right? And I mean, like, honestly, at this point, our stoic Spartan aesthetics, like, we don't, like, at this point, I don't even want to own a car. Like, everyone wants a Lambo, right? Everyone wants, you know, whatever. Like, bro, like, don't you know that in fact, having a Lamborghini makes your wee-wee smaller and makes you shorter and fatter and not as handsome, right? Like, think about Brad Pitt, Tyler Durden from Fight Club. It's like, well, what car do you drive, bro? And then Tyler Durden's like, I don't have a car. And that's a real ultimate flex, is to not own a car. Well, look at these veins. These veins don't lie. And honestly, even the aesthetics thing, right? Your body physiology. It's for the sake of being a great father, a great husband, you know, both a caretaker, emotionally, financially, strength-wise. So just know that it is your moral duty to be strong.